I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 8th. Former Quincy Elder Services Director Tom Clasby will not be receiving his pension after being convicted of fraud and embezzlement. The Quincy Retirement Board has voted unanimously to revoke Clasby's pension, except for what he's paid into it minus interest. Clasby has already agreed to apply the pension he will receive to the $136,000 in restitution he was ordered to pay back as part of his prison sentence. Clasby pleaded guilty to stealing the city funds over a five-year period for personal items, including bourbon steak tips, a self-portrait, studio recording session, and a car. He was sentenced to 6 months in federal prison and 6 months of home confinement. He'll begin serving his sentence next month at Fort Devens in Ayer. Clasby would have received over $56,000 a year in pension funds. Well, construction continues on schedule on the new Squantum Elementary School in Quincy. The latest update says that underground plumbing is almost done and all the major systems are on track. The windows are being installed along with the exterior brick masonry. Restoration of the original 1919 portion of the building will continue, and the Squanto medallion will be removed and sent out for restoration. The new slate roof will also be installed this month. The new school is still on track to open in the fall of next year. Total cost for the new Squantum school is almost $109 million. The state is reimbursing the city almost $40 million for the project. A public meeting will be held next week regarding plans to close Chickatobit and Wampatuck roads in the Blue Hills Reservation in Quincy for the weekends this summer. The Department of Conservation and Recreation will hold the virtual meeting over Zoom on July 15th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The plan is to close the roadways for July through early September in an effort to cut down on dangerous driving that's become an issue in local neighborhoods. The DCR will close the roads to vehicles from Friday evenings through Sunday evenings each weekend, while maintaining access for hikers, walkers, bikers, and emergency vehicles. The public will be allowed to comment during the upcoming virtual meeting. Call 617-626-4973 or email mass.parks@mass.gov for the link and for more information. Two brothers were arrested for allegedly attacking a homeless man in Holbrook while he slept in his tent last month. 32-year-old Jesse Baxter and 28-year-old Jake Baxter, both of Holbrook, both charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, assault and battery on a person over 60, and witness intimidation. Both men were employees of the Holbrook DPW and have been placed on paid administrative leave since last week. Police said they responded to the area of Linwood Street overnight on June 20th on a report of a man banging on residence doors and yelling. Responding officers found the man covered in blood and bruises. According to the man, he was sleeping in his tent in the Burkeville Park area about 12:30 in the morning when he was jumped by two men he didn't know. The victim told police he defended himself, and he was dragged into the street by the alleged assailants. The attack progressed into the light of a nearby parking lot when the fight suddenly came to an abrupt stop. The victim said his attackers appeared confused as to who he was. The victim believed the two attackers had mistaken him for another homeless man who previously caused a disturbance with DPW workers in the parking lot a few days prior. The two assailants ran off toward South Franklin Street and Linwood Street. The victim was taken to a Boston hospital and sustained a broken collarbone, broken nose, broken orbital, broken toe, and other lacerations. Officers reviewed surveillance video from the area and determined one of the Baxter's cars was in the area both before and after the alleged assault. Police interviewed both Jesse and Jake, who claimed they were out for a run that night when a homeless man attacked them with rocks. But police say the Baxters made conflicting statements and eventually issued a warrant for their arrests. Both men will be arraigned in Quincy District Court tomorrow. State police assigned to the Plymouth County DA's office have filed an application to charge Brockton Mayor Moises Rodriguez with one count of assault and battery. DA's office is seeking the misdemeanor charge against the mayor weeks after a judge terminated a harassment prevention order that had been issued following allegations that he made a student feel uncomfortable during the Huntington parade in May. A Brockton High School student filed the prevention order on June 8th, alleging that the mayor put his hand on her waist and pulled her in close. Rodriguez testified he had no idea who the student was until he saw her in court that day. The mayor later showed up to high school graduation, although he was asked not to attend by the school department. The student's mother ran onto the field while Rodriguez spoke to the graduating students. Witnesses who saw the encounter between the student and Rodriguez testified that the action was inappropriate. There will be a hearing to determine if there is probable cause. Well, Massachusetts Golden Dome will have an up-close view of the Red Arrows tomorrow. The United Kingdom's Royal Air Force aerobatic team, nicknamed the Red Arrows, is scheduled to perform a special flyover of the State House tomorrow afternoon in honor of the 250th anniversary of U.S. independence from Great Britain and to recognize the friendship that's developed between Massachusetts and the U.K. The Red Arrows fly distinctive BAE System Hawk T1 jets, often with their trademark Diamond 9 shape and combination of close formations and precision flying, according to the Royal Air Force. The squad's expected over the State House at 3:10 p.m. Thursday, with a red, white, and blue smoke display trailing over the State House in Boston Common. The consulate suggests viewing from outside the Hooker entrance or on the Boston Common. And getting there early, the Red Arrows are in the midst of a 5-week tour of the United States called Operation Eagle Hawk. They'll also perform on Saturday as part of the Sail Boston Grand Parade of Sails. The wing commander, Sasha Nash, the commanding officer for the team, said the pilots are excited to return to Boston, a location that they haven't been to since 2019. There is an invasive plant cleanup taking place in Quincy today. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources and Ward 3 Councilor Walter Hubley invite volunteers to gather at Zero Harriet Avenue, right near the intersection with Vershire Street in Montclair, from 9 to 11 this morning, for an invasive species management event. You'll learn about native versus non-native plants, remove invasive swallow wart, knotweed, and other harmful plants, and plant some helpful native species. The work will be in the Harriet Avenue open space by the entrance and along the trails near a salt marsh in the Deposit River estuary. The city purchased that property for $1.9 million in 2020 in order to prevent development and keep it as open space. All are welcome, and you should bring gloves and tools, water, sunscreen, and insect repellent. The free Wally Beach Wednesdays concerts begin tonight on Wollaston Beach in Quincy. Quincy Chamber of Commerce and Save the Harbor, Save the Bay are sponsoring 8 free live concerts every Wednesday at 6 p.m. through August 26th. The performances are on the beach across from the Clam Box. Spectators can bring their own chairs or blankets to enjoy the show. Tonight, 60s Thunder will perform 60s classic music. Future bands will perform Irish music, blues, rock, and hip-hop. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 130. The NASDAQ lost 302. And the S&P fell 33. Shares fell in Europe and Asia. Oil prices surged after the U.S. launched strikes on Iran following attacks on 3 ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The dollar is up, the euro rose, and oil at almost $79 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the White Sox in Chicago last night 8-1. Series continues tonight at 7:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: partly sunny and a high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low 62. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid with an isolated thunderstorm and a high 90. Friday, some afternoon thunderstorms, hot and humid, high 90. Sunny 84 on Saturday. For the boater, waves 2 feet, the wind out of the north at 10 to 15 knots, becoming easterly later today. High tide 6:25 p.m. Sunrise 5:15, sets at 8:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 8th.